This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to visit with Charlie Brown. Charlie is the Senior Vice President of Revenue Cycle at Tower Health. He's going to talk to us about trends in revenue cycle, key issues, technology versus people, what makes the difference, and best advice for revenue cycle leaders. Charlie, can you take a second and introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you, Scott. I really appreciate the opportunity to have a conversation with you today. I've always been really impressed with your organization and the work that you do and how you keep us as leaders informed about trends in healthcare. So really appreciate that. You know, Scott, I've been in healthcare revenue cycle leadership positions for over 30 years. The last 20 years, I've been in large multi-hospital integrated systems, including MultiCare, University of Washington, University of Chicago, and now Tower Health. So, you know, lots of change, lots happened in the last 20, 30 years, but been a really exciting times.
Fantastic. And talk about, right now it's been a fascinating time in revenue cycle, so much move towards contactless stuff, so many challenges with COVID, co-payments and insurance deductions have become a bigger part of revenue cycle. Talk about what are some of the three or four big issues that you're seeing in revenue cycle.
Well, it's really unprecedented times right now, Scott. You know, with the pandemic crisis, we saw volumes decrease by 50% overnight in the month of April. And, you know, so revenue cut in half overnight. That's really hard to manage through in terms of making sure that you have the right resources needed to continue to operate the organization in an efficient manner. Now, subsequently, we've seen volumes come back. And, you know, as of today, our hospitals, some of our hospitals are full, and we're looking to provision swing beds in some of our rehab hospitals to accommodate the increased volume. So it's really challenging to try and manage resources through these huge fluctuations in volumes. You know, I think that, you know, that's a significant challenge for us. You know, there's also a lot of anxiety in the society today, from a lot of different reasons. And, you know, whether your team members at home or at work or, you know, in the news, there's just a lot of anxiety out there. And just trying to keep everybody calm and manage through that is a challenge at this point in time. You know, I also think about...
Let me ask you one question about one thing. You're in the revenue cycle area, and we talk about anxiety. Everybody has so much anxiety about, will their loved one get sick or not? Will they be okay? What's going on with jobs and everything else? Just a very scary time. Do you get a lot of anxiety through the revenue cycle world? I know you have it with staff and employees, because everybody does, but do you have it from patients in a different way than you usually do, just because everybody's so wound up about everything going on?
Sure. You know, the challenges with our patients in trying to help them through their anxiety. We're seeing obviously more volumes in their mental health arena and service lines. We have implemented programs to help patients who have lost their jobs and are unable to pay their bills. So we've extended payment plans and, you know, ensured that they have the time and the means to satisfy their responsibilities. But you're right. There's just a lot of anxieties coming from several different sources, whether you're a patient, an employee, coworker, whatever it may be.
Great. And Charlie, talk to us about the other trends and issues you're seeing in revenue cycle.
You know, because of the COVID crisis, we're seeing, you know, different opportunities, if you will, for payment streams. Telemedicine came on overnight. You know, Medicare said, okay, we'll pay for telemedicine. And that was a big help to providers. And we had to mobilize our physician network in order to have the technology to provide telemedicine to our patients. We've been trying to continue to expand our video visits versus our telephonic visits, but it started out, you know, with both of those stream and telephone visits. Over the last several months, we've seen that drop off as patients became more comfortable with visiting their provider face-to-face and going into the office. So we are seeing that trend, but again, that was something that happened overnight that we needed to shift our mindset towards. You know, we continue to try and work every possible means that we can with our clinicians and providers to identify revenue sources. There's a lot of pressure on the revenue cycles in the organizations to find more revenue streams and to create more revenue. With the fluctuations in volumes, in order to be sustainable, meet capital commitments, bond commitments, organizations have to either increase revenues or cut costs, and nobody wants to cut costs. So there's additional pressures on revenue cycle leadership to find more revenue streams and capture every dollar we can.
And take a moment on those issues, finding more revenue, more cash, more money to pay the bills. Talk a little bit about advice for leadership in doing so, and start there. What advice do you have for people, and sort of how do they find more revenue at a time like this?
You know, as a revenue cycle leader, I've always felt it is my job to be the revenue cycle champion. So my job is to go out and educate the organization about what they do every day, how that impacts the revenue cycle. I'm a strong believer that, you know, 80, 90% of the people that work in the organization throughout, you know, top to bottom have and are able to impact the revenue cycle. And whether you're changing over, you're in housekeeping and you're changing over OR rooms, which has an impact on our ability to do surgeries, has an impact on revenue versus, you know, as far as collecting claims that are denied on the back end. So it's really my job to educate and try and collaborate with everybody in the organization on how what they do impacts the revenue cycle and how we can find more revenue that's fallen through the cracks. So through that collaboration and that effort, there's always opportunities that you find. You know, people have a lot of knowledge and understanding about what they do in their job, but they may not understand how that impacts the downstream or upstream and the impact it could or may have on revenue.
Thank you. And take a moment. Improving revenue cycle, what's the combination of people and technology that makes a difference? Talk to us about that for a moment. I know technology is so important, but at the end of the day, you know, if people working that technology and pushing forward on things and flowing through on it, you still really struggle. What's the mix of people versus technology in making revenue cycle great?
It is. It's a combination, Scott. You got to have both, and I'll throw in process in there too. I mean, it's got to be a solid, balanced, three-legged stool where you've got, you know, top-of-the-line technology, and you've got processes around that technology. Excuse me. That support that technology, and then you've got to create a culture with your people that allow them to strive and flourish. So, you know, throughout my career, I've done a lot of different implementations of new technology, and I always find it a great opportunity to lift up all the rocks, to really, you know, redesign every step of the way the revenue cycle and create your processes and your technology around best practice. What have you done that's worked? How can you incorporate that into your new process and leverage that new technology implementation to support those processes and support your people to move to greatness? Culture is so important. You know, my biggest advice to leaders is to try and make work fun. You know, that's my drive is to, I want to be able to make work fun for my teams and to get them excited about their job. You know, do things like creating metrics around a lot of different things. And that's for, you know, I'm a believer in the carrot, not the stick. So let's identify what Susie Q's best day ever was in terms of her assignments or her role. You know, whether she's working clients or registering patients, what's the best day that ever that she's had? And when she does better than that, let's celebrate. Let's get excited. Let's, you know, promote her and let everybody know what a great day she had and her a new personal best for her. So culture, technology, process are all equally important, and you can't be great unless you have a mix of all three that's balanced.
Well, fantastic. So it's really this mix of culture, technology, people, processes that make the whole thing work and so forth. So it talked about 2021. Are you optimistic that the world gets better in 2021 and starts to look like a better place?
Absolutely. I'm always an eternal optimist. And I know that we will, you know, work through this pandemic crisis and be stronger once we're through it. Once, you know, that the society feels safe again. I do believe that there's going to be permanent changes because of this pandemic. I think that telemedicine is here to stay and will be supported in the future, as well as more remote workforce. You know, we've really driven a lot of our workforce to a remote setting at home, and that's gone really well. You know, a lot of our leaders were leery about that, but our productivity in a lot of instances are better than they were when the team member was at work. So I think that change is here to stay also.
Magnificent. Charlie Brown, you've got the best name of anybody I've ever had a chance to visit with an interview. I appreciate you joining us so much. You also have, on top of all that, a magnificent attitude and great leadership. Charlie, we appreciate you so much joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure.
Thank you, Scott. I really appreciate being on your podcast, and I wish you the best. And again, I appreciate all you do for our leaders to keep us informed and apprised of all the current information.
Well, thank you very much. It is a labor of love, and we have a magnificent team that does it all. I just get to watch. But thank you, Charlie, very, very much. What a great pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. My pleasure. Thank you.